Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
All right, Alana Baranoff, please, can you try and maybe keep me a little bit sensible? Save me from myself. Alana is South African Jewish Board of Deputy spokesperson. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I am good. Well, I don't know. I think I'm all right. But I could be getting into a little bit of trouble as we go through the day.
Getting into trouble there.
All right. So let's go. I mean, let's move away. Let's move to a safe subject of South Africa's relationship with Iran. Because what could go wrong?
Goodness.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
All right, so let's just talk about that. What is this? You know, in fact, it was actually a very interesting incident. I wrote a column this week for News 24, and in it, I spoke about the South African government gaslighting us, and I used an example of the fact that the Iranians are visiting South Africa during these 16 days of activism and how bizarre it is. And my editor at News 24 came back and said, I don't know about this. Are you sure? And I went into the Derco Twitter feed and I sent them the tweet. And they said, wow, this went under the radar. So that also, I think, means that the South African government, it's happening, but there's some discomfort in it. Tell us about this relationship. What is this relationship about?
Yes, it's been very interesting because we saw the invitation for the foreign minister come to light, and the joint session between Iran and South Africa on cooperation was supposed to be held on the 29th of November. But there's been nothing else in the media about this meeting, so there's people asking whether it even took place. We cannot confirm exactly the details of that meeting, but we can see that South Africa has quite a open and friendly relationship with the Islamic Republic of Iran, and that culminates in of invitations. This cooperative meeting is something that has been held in previous years. It was put on hold during COVID, obviously due to travel restrictions, and this was supposed to be the first meeting in numerous years to restart those cooperative talks.
So what is the basis for this relationship? Why would South Africa and Iran want, well, obviously I understand why Iran would, because pretty much no one else wants to befriend them. But what's to be gained by South Africa?
I think that South Africa, particularly post-94, has always put ourselves on the international stage as a mediator, as an example of reconciliation, and we have tried to be involved in different peace processes and conflict resolution and talking to everyone around the table. And you know, I think that this relationship falls into that. I think also Iran is quite a strong power in the world. It's definitely related to kind of the BRICS countries as well. But really, as the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, our statement that we put out when we heard about this visit was that the truth is Iran is a country that has values that are diametrically opposed to our own values as South Africans. Iran is a highly repressive theocracy. There is no separation of religion and state. Human rights abuses are many and varied across all kind of sectors of society, let alone what we've seen recently with the oppression of women and girls in Iran. And all of that is the opposite of what we espouse in our constitution in South Africa, in our Bill of Rights, and the ethos of the society that we are trying to build. And that is why we called into question the wisdom of having a red carpet welcome for the Iranian foreign minister, particularly at this time, Howard, as we said, with the repression of women and girls. It is just horrific what is happening there. And it's our own 16 days of activism against violence against women. So it's highly ironic and unfortunate.
Has there been any criticism of Iran and these practices by the South African government?
The comments from the South African government have been very muted, and it's been very disappointing to many people who work in the human rights sector in particular, and the people that work in the sector dealing with GBV, gender-based violence, and the fight for women in South Africa. As we know, South Africa has, unfortunately, one of the highest rates of femicide in the world. We have rape and corrective rape as a kind of epidemic in our country. There are huge issues that we are struggling to deal with. and the wisdom of being seen to have a red carpet kind of relationship with Iran at this time is very damaging and sends a worrying message when we already have so much work to do on this issue in South Africa.
And, of course, the part of the concern that, as the Jewish Board of Deputies, I'm sure, that you have is how that contrasts to the reaction and the treatment of Israel.
Yes, sadly, that is something that does come up. The South African government has been very vocal in its criticism of Israel, and particularly Minister Pandor, as we know, has made certain comments. And we just don't see criticism like that leveled at Iran at all. And
or anywhere else, or Cuba.
Yes, I was going to say. Yeah, Russia, what's happening between Russia and Ukraine. The South African government has also been very muted in our support of the Iranian struggle, Ukrainian struggle, sorry. And so it's very unfortunate, and but not surprising.
Has the Jewish Board of Deputies addressed this with government?
So we have a kind of working relationship with key contacts within government all the time, and we are dealing with this and a multitude of other issues kind of behind the scenes. And when we did share about this invitation, we released a statement that was covered in the South African Jewish Report. So we made a kind of public a point about it. I also released an op-ed that was covered in the Daily Maverick about the difference between South Africa's values and our ethos and that of Iran, and how we should be speaking out and support of the women of Iran and the students that are protesting in the streets, not hosting dignitaries from the government. So that's what we've been doing on the issue. And obviously we're keeping a close eye on what is developing, and we will be monitoring the situation.
Alana Baranov, who is the South African Jewish Board of Deputies spokesperson, talking to us about South Africa's relationship with Iran.